Now we're going to look at another issue of trouble and finance. We're talking about marriage. Now that we're facing the worst economic crisis in generations, what can be done to keep marriages from falling under the weight of it all? It's a question we're putting to Judge Lynn Toler. She's an author and the star of Divorce Court. Judge Toler, great to have you back on.
It's always good to be here.
So is it true that couples fight more about money than anything else?
A lot of surveys have said that that couples fight more about money than anything else. There has been some questioning about those surveys in that I think people are a lot more willing to proffer money as the reason for a breakup as opposed to other things. And sometimes it looks like money is the reason when there are other underlying emotional concerns. But it certainly is one of the number one stated reasons why people get divorced.
So if it's not money per se, what is it? Is it some people talk about ego tripping when it comes to money, people who have a sense that their self-worth is heavily tied or maybe primarily tied to how much money they make. And if they make less or make none for a while, that ego takes a hit. Do you think that that's part of the issue here?
I think that's a huge part of the issue. When people talk about money, they always want to talk about dollars and cents, and very rarely do they talk about their emotional relationship to money. Some people see money as security and safety. They want a lot of it in the bank. Other people see money as a statement about who they are. Some other people see money as power and the ability to do what they want. So if you don't understand what emotional type you are with respect to money and your spouse is, you two have stress and conflict because a dollar to Joe means something different than a dollar to Sally. So they're not even trying to attain the same direction, even though they believe they are. If there's enough money to go around, the fact that they don't need the same thing out of the dollar is not going to be so much of a problem. But once the dollar becomes scarce, who gets it and what is important becomes an issue.
Sometimes you hear about couples fighting over stuff. We need a new car. No, we don't need a new car. You know, rather spend the money on having the kids go and get braces than get a new car. But I need my ride to look good. You know, questions like that.
They come
up in families. How do you adjudicate if that's the kind of issue that's coming up in your relationship?
Well, you first of all have to make the people involved understand that that is actually the issue. Most people don't see it that way. When people say they want a car, they don't usually say, I need a car to look good. They usually think they really need a car. They don't understand that they're feeling an ego need. So you have to get people to understand what their need is based on. And then when you figure out what their need is based on, you have to talk to them and get them to sit down with their spouse and saying, this need, we cannot afford to fill this need at this time, and maybe we can fill it some other way.
Who's your best advocate if you are someone who's going through these issues in a relationship, in a marriage, and trying to figure things out and not coming together, maybe being torn further apart even as you try to discuss things? Who should you turn to?
Your best advocate is some man or woman who's been married more than 30 years and have been there, done that. Experts are wonderful. I love them, but there's nothing like experience. And if you talk to people who have been through good times and bad times, what they did and how they did it, you would be amazed at the practical, precise advice that you could get. Yep, I did that. Here's what I did. And not give them general parameters or ideas or concepts, but actually tell them what they can do and what they did so you can work your situation and work your marriage like the job that it is.
Is it depressing to think about marriage as a job? I mean, there was an article that argued that women should settle in marriage and that settling was a good thing. I won't go into that whole controversy, but it compared marriage to a small nonprofit corporation and said it's just not going to be exciting all the time. What do you think of something like that?
I think that's absolutely true. And if you take anything worth doing is kind of like a job. I mean, you have a job where you're on the radio. You love your job, but it's a job. Marriage is a job in which happiness is one byproduct. Stability is a byproduct. But it is a job. And if you look at it like a job, it becomes a better and better job. As you know what I mean? You get promotions. It gets better. So if you look at it like a job and work it like a job, you have more of the product happiness at the other end.
What if you just have reached the end of the road, or you believe you have, and you think that your only option is divorce, which is not always cheap? What do you do first?
Well, first of all, you have to question your decision as to whether or not you are at the end of the road. You're in the road if somebody's hitting on you. No doubt about it. You're at the end of the road. But you have to really question, am I at the end of the road? Or am I just at a beginning of road where I need help? You need to go to a marriage counselor to make sure that decision needs to be made. In this current economic situation where houses have lost value, I mean, it's unique in that sense. Sometimes, and that's usually the biggest asset that anybody has, that has, and there's been a study done on it recently, compelled people who would otherwise divorce to stay together. So once you have made a decision that economically it is not feasible, you have to make it emotionally reasonable, and you have to do something to address the emotional issues that you have, because you simply cannot get out.
If you just had one sentence of advice for someone who really does think that they've reached the end of the road, but the other person in the relationship says, no, we haven't, what would you say to that person?
Go to a marriage counselor. Go to a third party and work it, because you don't know where it went wrong, probably.
All right.
Or the other person doesn't know.
Well, Judge Toler, thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
We were speaking with Judge Lynn Toler, a regular contributor to this program. She's also the star of Divorce Court and the author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. And she joined us from the radio station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.